Good evening, everyone. My name is Sarah Baraman, and welcome to the Grounded Podcast. If you're new, welcome. I've already done my introduction episode, so you can just go back to the previous episode and listen to that. But today, we are diving deep, and we're going to get specific. Lately, we've pretty much all seen what's been going on in Cuba with the anti-communist protest, and whether that seems to be a threat to the left and to the Biden administration, which is why I titled today's episode, "Is Cuba's Anti-Communist Protest a Threat to the Left?" So on the streets of Cuba, we're seeing people going out, protesting these demonstrations, saying things like, and I apologize for my bad pronunciation, but they're saying, "No tenemos miedo," which means we are not afraid. And they're saying, "Queremos libertad," we want freedom. People are shouting for freedom. They are holding the American flag, which, by the way, in our own country, in the U.S. Olympics, those who have worked very hard, I will not disregard their hard work, but they have gone to the Olympics to represent our country, to represent America, and they're saying things like, "I want to win so I can burn an American flag on the platform." Or we have that other girl, I don't even know her name because I didn't care enough to even know her name because she is an embarrassment, but she decided to not even look at the flag, to turn away from it. Y'all, we are so privileged here. And before you even jump to anything, I am not talking about white privilege. That's not a thing, okay? That doesn't exist. That is something that the left came up with. Take away color for once. Please, 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 let's stop talking about race. It literally infuriates me every time there's mention of race. Would you just be quiet and stop talking about that for once? Look, when I say we are privileged, it is a privilege to live in America. That Olympic athlete throws hammers for a living. She throws hammers for a living, makes more than most of us, and says that she's oppressed. Well, look here. You can throw hammers for a living, and you can choose to disrespect the flag and everything that it stands for, and disregard all the brave men and women who fought, who lost their lives for our freedom. You can disregard all that because you live in America. I am from Iran, and that doesn't happen there, okay? No one dares to talk against their government in Iran. You know why? Because the consequences are death. And if it's not death, then you are living, you're going to be imprisoned, and that's not really living either. And so we are privileged to be in a country where we have freedom. But do we still have it? Well, if we can keep it. If we can keep it. Okay, I got a little upset about that. So let me rewind back. Okay, so we have people in Cuba going on the streets, holding American flags, saying, "We want freedom. We want freedom. And we're not afraid." And honestly, that makes me emotional when I think about it, because they are living under the worst conditions. The worst. I was listening to Isabel Brown speak lately, and she said that when she was in college, they went to a trip in Cuba. But, you know, they saw the nice architecture. They saw, like, what they want you to see. They did not see behind the scenes of what a communist, socialist government gives to its people. It takes away from those who have a lot and gives people little, which is similar to what we spoke about in church at my church, Calvary Chapel Chattanooga, yesterday. But we will talk about that later. But see, the left just wants you to think that, oh, socialism is great and capitalists are the problem. Well, I don't understand, because in a capitalist country like ours, free market, right? People work hard for what they have. So they, of course, they have the right to keep it. And then in a communist country, well, the government owns everything. And I don't understand what sounds so bad about having the freedom of owning the things that you have, of private property, and so on. And people just think, oh, that's so bad. That's so bad, because people don't believe in hard work anymore. They don't. We have socialist college students who walk around with their $1,200 MacBooks and $7 Starbucks, and they have a sticker on their computer that says, "Capitalism destroys." Well, sweetheart, capitalism is why you have that $1,200 laptop and the $7 Starbucks, and so on, whatever else you have. See, in America, they just don't understand. These college students don't understand. And I'm not saying all of them, because I'm about to be a college student, so I'm the exception. Just kidding. And a few other people I know, thank God. But I just want to ask, I think that a socialist left-wing college student thinks they know more than a foreigner who escaped socialism. Oh, but you don't understand. I'm in college. I attended Ivy League school. So I think that I know better than you who escaped from a socialist country. Oh, I definitely know better, because I was taught about it in my government class, in my economics class. Yes, my college professor knows more than you, sir. More than you who escaped Venezuela or escaped Cuba. We know better than you. You're just not within the times. You're not in the times, sir. You're old-fashioned. You don't understand. You like tradition. You want freedom. Well, sorry, you won't get it here in America. Well, actually, I think that, yeah, it's kind of hard to know whether this country is still a free country or not. Because like I mentioned, we have censorship. We have cancellation. We have these college students and people on the left that think, oh, well, you're so oppressed because of your color. America is not the best country. You're not going to get what you thought here. And that's the thing. See, socialists want things from other people. They want things. They want favors from the government. And I think that's selfish, because when you want something and it gets provided to you, like let's say the government gives you a handout, right? Well, then you want more, and then you want more and more. But then you may not get as much this time. Well, you're going to be pretty selfish, right? You're going to be pretty selfish. And that's what people on the left, socialists, are. They're selfish. They just want more. They want to take from others. They don't want to work hard anymore. I'm proud of Governor Bill Lee for ending the unemployment checks or whatever that was. You know, he was like, listen, we are at a time in our country where this pandemic is not as bad as it was. Numbers have gone down. We are done with the mask mandates. Again, thank God. So get back to work. Get back to work. And you know who hates to hear that? The socialists. They hate it. The left. They don't want to work. They just want to get these stimmy checks, and then they go and spend it on a TV, and they're like, oh, but why? Why do I not have enough? Why am I so oppressed? Maybe because your oppression, or your so-called oppression, allows you to go buy an Apple TV, and you call that oppression. I'm just sick of it, y'all. I'm so sick of this. Now, not just Cuba, but in Iran. The Islamic regime of Iran cut off power recently. And of course, protest arose from that, which is rare because, see, in these communist socialist countries, you don't dare to go out and protest. But we have some freedom fighters who do, and I'm so, so proud of them. Although it's the consequences there are different than here in America. Here in America, you can go and burn a flag and you can go burn statues and then just not have to suffer anything from it. And you say that, oh, but this country's such a problem, we need to fix racism. But then you go on and hate on white people, but then you don't consider that racism because those people are white. And it's impossible, apparently, to be racist to white people. Well, newsflash, if you're racist to anyone of a different race or whatnot, yeah, it's still racism. See, they're trying to redefine the words like racism, and it makes no sense. But after the protests arose in Iran, the government apologized, and I'm using air quotes here, they apologized for the blackouts, and then they blamed it on a severe drought in high demand. This baffled me when I read it, because, first of all, they are not sorry, and second of all, they think you're stupid. They think the people of Iran are stupid, and they think that they could come up with a dumb excuse that says, oh, well, we're sorry for cutting your power off and taking away your freedom and just every right you have. We apologize that you can't go out after a certain hour, that you can't do this or that. So we'll just come up with a dumb excuse and blame it on a severe drought. But since the drought has all the blame, we are still going to encourage you, again, air quotes, encourage you to cut off some of your power, to save energy and save the environment. I call BS on that. You know, I really, really, really do. They think you're stupid. And the thought of freedom is like just ridiculous, apparently, at this point. New York Post wrote an article on the protests in Cuba. And they said, they are chanting, and I quote, freedom and other anti-government slogans, end quote. Let's read that again. Freedom and other anti-government slogans. Well, interesting how freedom is an anti-government slogan. Oh, well, I would say that it's their government, their view on government, that thinks that freedom is ridiculous, that freedom is just this thing that doesn't exist. I don't understand, you know. It's just so ridiculous how we have people in this country who hate our country so much and want you as an individual to believe that you are oppressed and that you, if you're not black, that you have to apologize for being white, or you just have to act as a slave to POC because of the slavery that happened back in the 1800s. That's like, to me, blaming white people right now for what happened hundreds of years ago is like coming up to a little Asian girl, a little Japanese girl, and blaming her for Pearl Harbor, or going up to a Muslim man and blaming him for the 9/11 attacks. Isn't that pretty racist? It is, because all you're seeing is color and trying to connect it to the racism that was back in the 1800s. The slavery. I'm not saying that racism doesn't exist. I am not saying that, okay? There are people out there who are racist. But that doesn't mean that America as a whole is racist. A few months ago, again, I will be talking about my pastor a lot because he is just amazing and I've learned so much from him. But he was we were talking about the Olympics. So think of the Olympics, okay? And I'm going to try to say this without being canceled. But you see the Japanese team. And, okay, well, you can tell that they all look alike, right? I mean, you can tell that they're all from Japan. And then you see the team from Mexico. You're like, okay, well, that's the Mexican team. And then you see, I don't know, what else is there? Great Britain, right? Okay, and you're like, oh, all right, so that's Great Britain. You can tell. Well, then, and then Ghana, for example. I don't even know if Ghana's in the Olympics. I really don't keep up. And you can't blame me for not wanting to keep up with the Olympics because it is just ridiculous what is going on there. But anyway, then you have this other team that seems to have people from each one of those countries. From Asia, from Africa, from Britain, from Japan, so on. And you know who that team is? That team is America. That's right. That team is America. Because in America, it doesn't matter where you came from. When you come here and you get a citizenship, you are considered an American. That doesn't happen in Japan. That doesn't happen in Britain. If I move to London, or if I move to China, right, and I get a citizenship there, that'll be my worst nightmare, but say that happens, well, I'm still considered Iranian, right? I'm not considered Chinese all of a sudden, or British all of a sudden, but in America, you are. You come here, you get a citizenship, and you're American. And that is what I believe that we should all just see each other as. Not black, white, brown, purple, yellow, rainbow. We're human and we're Americans. And that to me is just something that where my heart is at, and I believe other conservatives, is that we just need to stop making it about race and just making it about just humans, just seeing people as they are. Now, I know that, you know, some people, especially older folks, used to say, well, I don't see any color. And that, you know, pisses off BLM and the left. They're like, you don't see no color, that's because you're racist. How is it racist that when I see my African-American brother or sister, and all I see is, I see a human. I see a friend. I don't introduce people as, hey, this is my Chinese friend or this is my black friend. This is my friend. We don't need to see color, okay? We see humans. And we see the people that God created in his image. People that God cares for and loves and died for. God didn't die for a specific gender or for a specific race or a specific ethnicity. God died for everyone. For everyone. Anyway, when I first started this podcast, I was really taken by this verse from 2 Thessalonians 2:10, which says, he will use, and this is the devil, will use every kind of evil deception to fool those on their way to destruction because they refuse to love and accept the truth that would save them. The devil is out to get you, believer. It is out to get you, brother or sister in Christ. And they want to fool you. They want to fool you, right? They think you're stupid. They cut out your power in Iran and then make you believe that it's because of a drought and not because of their totalitarian regime. And then they want you, the Biden administration spoke on Cuba a little bit, but they just made it all about the pandemic. They're like, well, we feel so sorry. Like, you know, just what the pandemic did to Cuba. No! Newsflash, man. That is not what they are screaming about. Did any of them wear a mask? No, not really. They want what we have here. They want freedom, okay? It's not about the pandemic. So the left needs to stop gaslighting this crap. They need to just accept the fact that, look, people want to come here because we have freedom. And even though the left is trying their very hardest to deprive us of our freedom, to censor us, to cancel us, we as believers in Christ, we as conservatives, we need to stand up and we need to stay grounded. We cannot let them try to push us off our stance, push us off of our traditional values. And freedom is something that they will not take away from us. That is all the time I have for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. I want to thank those who messaged me and told me about the great job I have done on my podcast so far. This is very exciting, y'all. I've always wanted to have a chance to just speak on my mind. And I'm just so thankful that God has given me this opportunity to start this, and I hope that it goes well. And again, all the glory to Him. I hope y'all have a good rest of your week. Now, some of you have been asking me how many times a week I am planning on making a podcast. This week is busy for me. I am going to Los Angeles on Thursday, and I'll be back on Monday, and then Tuesday I'm in Nashville. So it's going to be a busy week, but my goal is to try to upload about twice a week. Now, there could be three times a week, just depending on what comes on my news feed and makes me laugh. Something so ridiculous that I have to speak on. But yeah, alrighty. Have a great week. Goodbye, y'all.